yourself.
Sure. Okay, well, my name's Sylvan Plazowska, and I'm an arts worker doing some work for the Community Health Initiative.
So what are you doing in Rutherglen today?
Today we're having an exhibition of all the work that all the young people have made to do with health tips, so what they think is healthy and how to keep fit. They've actually then created an artwork to represent this. And the great thing about this exhibition today is that it's a growing exhibition, it's a live exhibition, and that people can drop in today from the centre and get involved and create artworks and then add it to the exhibition.
So what do you think of the standard of artwork on offer today?
Oh, the standard is very high. I mean, the kids really have so many ideas. And the great thing about the work that we're doing is that we're using a lot of found objects and materials and wire to create three-dimensional objects. So a lot of them really like working with tools and using their hands, so they're not frightened of getting involved.
So what's the kind of response been from the young people today?
They absolutely love it. The young people have had a great response. They just want to, I think they see all the materials and they just want to get involved. And then when we explain what it's all about, they have a lot of ideas of how to express that. So, yeah, it's been great.
Right, that's brilliant, thank you.
Thanks, Cameron.
Right,
Thank you.
Okay, if you want to just describe your art piece and what it resembles.
My art piece is like to run and to keep like healthy. So my slogan was, five a day helps you play.
Yeah, very good. So do you want to just describe your piece to us? Just describe what it is for people who can't see.
Just like, I mean, two cotton balls and some wire for the arms and the body for the cotton balls and some fluff for the hair.
That's really good. And what about you? What's your piece?
Mine says a person swimming for swim to keep healthy, and it's made by some pipe cleaners, tinfoil, bits of balloon and tinfoil.
So why have you both participated in this art exhibition?
Pardon?
Why have you both participated in this art exhibition?
Because we thought it'd be good to see other pieces of artwork that people have made.
And we're quite like doing art, so we've seen this and we were like, that, how much is it? But so we wanted to join in, like take part.
Right, that's brilliant, thank you. So if you could just introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Karen Burt and I'm a sessional worker with Canvas Lung Health Initiative.
Yeah. So what are you doing here today in Rutherglen?
Today we're in Rutherglen Shopping Centre promoting healthy living. All sorts of different stalls, but in this stall we are running the smoothie bike, which promotes exercise and health and healthy eating as well. And it's mostly been children that's been on the bike today.
So you're hoping by using this this smoothie bike, do you hope it can encourage people to uptake in eating more healthily, so fruit and vegetables?
Right.
Yeah, definitely. And showing them as well that it's an easier way of getting your five a day intake, blending them into a smoothie. And kids find it more fun that way as well.
So how long have you been running this smoothie bike scheme?
How long has it been running, Sally, do you know?
At least a year. At least a year it's been up and running, but it's doing really well. Encouraging youngsters and adults to eat more fruit. An easy way for them to do it.
So what's the response been like today from people?
The response has been great. The kids have found it really exciting. The fact that they're getting to do a wee bit of cycling on the bike and creating their own smoothie, you know, choosing the fruits that they want in it. The response has been really good.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thank you.